ear holes and ashes.
What happened to them, Sarah?
In order to get all the nutrition out of the beef, you got to eat all the beef, darling. It's going to work for you. You got to eat it all.
So where the fuck you send your man and then Sarah and all the things you were talking in 2008?
Yeah, what the fuck about the Nisara? They owe me money, Ayaz. Is that forgotten? Well, forgiven?
They owe you money, and you're passing out money like Carter made liver to them,
I just keep giving it back, Roxy.
Yeah. Nisara got settled, honey. That got worked out. They didn't pay, so they got undone. Didn't you get the memo? Oh, that's right. You're only here 20 minutes a week.
No, but... No, but I really... I don't understand what's going to happen. Like, who's going to buy Chinese products? Are they still producing...
No, they're going to starve too.
No, they're going to, when the new dynasty begins, then they'll see about it. We'll see what we're going to do. We'll let you know.
Mountain's taking over there, Roxy.
As many products. You won't need as many products. You won't need as many products.
Yes, I know. Because a lot of things
well, then,
that
if you know, why are you asking these ridiculous, inappropriate questions?
Because I live in this planet, and I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, that calls for a YouTube. That alone calls for a YouTube. That's a good YouTube right there. What are you talking about? Perfect. Bob, you got great big old monster rolls this time. They're monsters. Amazing. It's amazing.
We cannot travel. We have to live.
We cannot travel. All you do is just listen
you have
to talk
to
Ion.
Distance.
There's only all the just talk to Ion. That's all.
Everything is polluted.
The what? The mutants.
Yeah, everything is polluted. The air, the water, the food.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? If that were true, you'd be dead already.
Roxy's, her brain is a bunch of old tape recordings. They're sputtering to a stop, to a standstill. Here are your final thoughts that she had 15, 20, 30 years ago.
I was so happy because I thought everything is going back to normal. And now I think it hasn't even started.
We ain't even started. You hear I am joking? Mr. Cuomo says we've peaked, we've hitched the top, we're cresting home, drifting back home, and I starts laughing. He says, we haven't even started. They're trying to claim there's a peak.
They're hitting the apex. It's time, the apex has come. And then
which way did the apex go?
We got to shelter in place. We got to
shelter in place.
When it starts, we'll let you know. See, the problem is when they started shutting down the pigs. Now that should have told you something. New York's hitting the apex, and then they close pigs. Smithfield Foods, the fifth, they make one fifth of all the pork products in the world, and they just closed. And then they go to the supermarket, they pulled every Smithfield thing off the market, off the shelves, and there's no more. That's over. That's done. Okay? Then it jumped into Tyson, which is the chicken people. That was in Georgia. And then they closed Kegels. That closed. Okay. They closed. And they're not going to reopen. They're closed. But then they went on, well, we're going to work it out so people can go back to playing, and we're going to open the whorehouses first, and the nail salons, and the paper where people get their asses rubbed, the masseuses, yeah, the massage parlors, yeah, we're going to open the massage parlors up. Yeah, people get backed up, they need to have a sexual healing, you know, a little Marvin Gaye action going on. It's something going on because not everybody's an autosexual, and some of it is an autosexual. They wore it out working it out. They can't get no goodie out of it. They gotta go get some, they gotta go have their hand amputated, a new one put on so they can get some strings. So they've done all that they can do. So we're gonna open that up first. Then we're gonna open the, everybody needs to go to the movie theaters. Yeah, pack them in as tight as you can. We'll open the movie theaters. That's Monday. Movie theaters and restaurants. But a party of four has to sit at four different tables 6 feet apart. One family of four takes up a third of the restaurant. So that's got going on. But don't worry. They got no damn lettuce. They got no damn lettuce. There's no lettuce. So they didn't grow no lettuce. And then they threw all the lettuce away. All the milk burnt. They burnt all the milk. All the milk's gone. They couldn't make buttermilk. And all it is burnt milk. And they're dumping all that. Then they're going along and there ain't no pigs. Bob's got a few left to put his feet on. That's that ain't much going on. No fucking chicken. And the only food left's on Carolyn's farm on Gilligan's Island. Over there. And she has to go wear a mask to cover up on the last food on the island. And it's just dawned on her why the people are ass deep trying to get up there to get all the food they can get. Because there ain't no food at the Costco. But Hilo, Hilo Hattie's got a few macadamia nuts. Y'all better grab them up.
Bert just wrote Roxy. Roxy's last questions fizzle and snap as they slow to a stop.
Before, they would recommend that people actually go out and do whatever they want to do to reach this herd immunity, but if we are all quarantined, we're not building the antivirus, so it might be worse just to be in quarantine and to keep social distancing than acting normal.
You're talking about, that's the 100. Did you watch the 100?
No.
Well, what did you do besides fuck? But besides Spunk scared Umberto, he scared Umberto to death. He ruined that poor man. He's over.
He's finished. The gin collapses. The 100's about really healthy people withering because they're not ready for the tough stuff.
Uh-huh. They're too pure.
Too pure. Mm. Kyle says, look at this, Kyle. Roxy? Kyle says, Roxy is going stir crazy. They all think you're going crazy, right?
Well, you should come in, you know, try and listen to the Ion once or twice. It might help you. Didn't hurt. Try it. No, Roxy, really, try it.
No.
Okay, just try it. No, you won't try it, not one.
No. You know, when you came forth in 2008, it was more or less the same situation. The economy was all chaotic, but they somehow kept it going. And now it's like a replay of that situation.
Bob did.
I did that. We did the TARP donations. Remember, he didn't get TARP until a little bit into 2009 when Ian showed up in March 2009.
It's really interesting to see the end of the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
And the becoming of the new environment.
And stand it.
But what I cannot understand
it's
how the economy is going to function. I mean, if there are no banks and everything...
Okay, here's your newsflash. Here's your newsflash. It's not!
It's not! It's not going to function.
Yep.
So, is there just going to be complete chaos, really? Like, complete
no,
chaos?
No, it's going to be controlled, where have you been? 6 hours ago, we thoroughly went over this, and now we're going to take an extra hour to thoroughly go over it once again so you can get the benefit of what you didn't believe what we told you last week. So, okay, we can do that. That's easy.
You haven't explained.
When realms in court. Well, we can't because you won't hush. Courts will be held. Crowns will be yielded. And once coronations occur, the individual kings and queens will set what they want. And then that's what will be created in their realm. You don't need to create all this extra. You just need enough for your kingdom. And then the serfs make enough food to feed itself. If they die, and then the dead, you keep the walking dead separate, move them to the side, and then you move on with it. You don't, everybody's not going to want a Porsche. If they want a Porsche, then what happens is they give it to them. Or they make one. I mean, how many Maybachs do you need? The Landaulet is really nice, though. It's sporty.
Okay. I don't understand. See how he's going to become.
What? What's going to become?
Yes, the new kingdom.
Cromwell. Cromwell set it all up. It's easy. Don't forget Thomas Aquinas. He'll fuck up something too.
Okay. That sound is my brain now.
It's your brain.
Yeah. You guys have to stop thinking, Brox.
Well, we are experiencing the craziest event in human history.
Like, I told you I'd do that.
Lockdown.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Crazy
lockdown
event history.
Bob
Everybody's
Rule.
Forced to live
Bob,
like Bob.
Bob Rule, that starts next Tuesday.
You know, this was a big day.
When the NFL does a virtual draft, we had a virtual draft. A virtual draft. First time ever.
This is April 25th, Roxy, here. You're April 26th, I guess, but it's April 25th. And 45 years ago, April 25th, 1975, at the Nassau Coliseum on Long Island, where the New York Islanders play in the National Hockey League, I walked on stage, and on that stage was Zappa and Beefheart, the reunion tour of Beefheart and Zappa.
And Wavy Gravy. Don't Wavy Gravy. Don't forget
Wavy Gravy. He wasn't there. Wavy didn't like Zappa.
What? Fuck that. No.
I walked on stage, and the bodyguard, John Smothers, he stood in front of me, and he recognized me, and he stood aside, and he let me walk to the front of the stage, and I stood there by Zappa playing what we playing, this stuff.
Oh, where is our Bobby gone? Oh, where could he be? Oh, where is our Bobby gone? Where could he be? Oh, well, shit, I guess we got to play something. Waiting on Dobbstown, this is crazy. Always something. We got to see what we can see. But it's crazy. Had to make something. Let's see if I can make something. Oh, joy. Let's see. What does that look like? Nah. Nah. Mm. emergency. What does it look like? I got to hurry. He'll come back. He's like bad money. He will come back. Well, did they make it back? I bet not. Well, now you're done. It's a fine kettle of fish. Is that fast enough? What do y'all think? Go a little faster? Think it'll go faster? See, Debbie Spaniel is bleeding. Well. Now, the ship went drip and the lippity lip. That's all they could say and nothing they could do. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. There we go. Yay. Okay, y'all want some more? I don't know what we're going to play. We're going to see. We can't get something going on. See what's up. Buttercup. See, Bob's all this wanting to do overtime, and he can't hold out to do the overtime. Uh-huh. Oh, you know, we hadn't done the... Let me see if we can find something here. Let me think. What do you think? Let's see. It ain't quite crematine. Do some crematine. Jangle bells is too early for that. Well, we can't get nothing out of that. Well, we don't know. Pretty interesting. Got to get something going on. Can't have dead air time. Bob don't like dead air time. Let's see. What does it look like?
Let's try this one on, y'all.
We knew this was going to happen. And now it happened.
Okay, let's see if someone else wants to talk to Ion.
But it is a real crazy thing that they got away for so long with this crazy economic system.
And it's not functioning anymore.
Well, it never really did.
Well, it did, but a lot of people were uncomfortable with it. You realize I walk by those huge hotels and there's nobody in them every day? I'm the only guy walking around this part of the island.
Yes, like Mexico is in big problems because most of the devices we got was from tourism and oil. There is no more tourism and oil.
It's from drug dealing. It's from drug dealing.
No, not ain't really.
They ain't even drug dealing no more.
No.
Okay, Ben, you got a question, Ben?
He muted us. We were playing the piano, and you ducked off. We covered the show, and you put on some crazy, afro-crazy mod squad music that nobody else could damn listen to. It's ridiculous. You can't even get a telephone that'll hold a line and connect you. And you sitting here telling us what we're going to do, buddy. Well, buddy, I guess that's what you're going to do, buddy. That's nice.
Ben, you have your opportunity to talk to Ion. Speak.
Say something.
Ryan, can you hear me?
What's up?
Yeah, we can hear you. Ask your questions. Go.
I don't know. I'm pretty speechless about what's going on, Bob, so I'm just trying to...
Well, let's talk about that.
Is something going... Whoa, what's going on? Is something going on?
Yeah, what's going on, Ben?
All right, when is Florida going to get back to normal?
It ain't.
What? When is what going to get to the normal?
Florida. That's where he is. Florida.
Florida? Who's Jew are you? You ain't gonna be in Florida. That's crazy. Florida. When is Auschwitz gonna fare off? When's Auschwitz gonna fare off? Well, we're going to open it up pretty soon. We'll open Oxford real soon. Just be patient and get it going. You know there's trouble. You know there's trouble when they close Disney World. When they close Disney World, that's your leading economic indicator. There's trouble in paradise. You know this?
I hear you.
Oh, okay. Good. Roxy came, so we're glad you can. God, these are monsters. These are monsters.
Who are these people who are listening?
No, your bread. Can you smell
it? Oh, thank you.
Smell. No, smell. Smell.
Hey, smell. It's good. Tasty.
Yeah.
Like rhododendron.
Tasty, yeah.
Rhododendron smell.
Yeah.
Smell like rhododendron.
What do rhododendrons smell like, Bob?
The other flower, bougainvillea.
Gardenia.
Bougainvillea.
Yeah. That could be your house. That grows upside down, and they chop it down, and then 2 days later, it's high as Carolyn. Then they chop it down, and then 2 days later, it's tall as Carolyn. Growing. She better not put no mash on that, because it'll be terrible. She got a hibiscus the size of your penis already, Bob. And one other thing, the big yellow thing that's in the pot.
You get another question, Ben.
I guess I just want Ian to tell me something exciting to look forward to.
Well, me. All that I'm going to do.
Despair. Despair. Agony. Death. Inexpensive funerals. Funerals are getting cheap these days. All you want. Cheap.
All right.
What's your island, and what's that island that Bob has in New York where they bury the extra bodies?
That was news the other day. That's where they bury dead prisoners. Right off where I live.
They're burying just regular people now. It's just an island. Yep. They just line them up, pack them
like
up, and
Star
roll
Island.
Pack them up and roll them over.
Stuffed up islander. Starback.
Heart Island.
That's right. Heart. Yes, Heart. Correct.
Come on, Bob. Stay with us, Bob. We're in overtime now. You're paying. The only person making out of this is poor Bob. Poor, what's his name? Bill. Tom's the only one making out of this deal. He's the only one getting anything out of this. Everybody else is either drunk, passed out, gone, long gone, or wondering whether they are. They're following this channel. It's like late night radio. You turn to some channel, you're out of range for everything else. And you hit on this one little thing, and it's like, oh, yeah, let's listen to that a little bit. The next thing you know, it's like, oh, no, this went bad. This is not, this is no bueno. No eye.
Yeah, Ben, things got real, didn't they? All that stuff I've been talking about, Reed Baudrillard, all these hints of what was coming. Now it's here, Ben, and a young
Bob,
mind like you.
You posted that video of Joe Rogan with that guy, and you brought up where he went.
Tom O'Neill.
What's the significance of that from your perspective?
He ties in the Manson murders with the Kennedy assassinations, Robert and John, and the other things, which was stuff that Mae Russell was saying by the late 70s. All the links that he discovered. May didn't have that amount of documentation, but she had enough to figure out the pattern. So this guy comes out with a book, blows Joe Rogan away with his documentation, and he's repeating LaRouche, Mae Brussel, Walter Boward, Dr. Beter, and who else? Mae, LaRouche, Skolnick, Beter.
When you say
Walter, and Walter Boward.
Is he actually using...
Now, here's the point, Ben. Not Herbert Armstrong, but here's the point. The photobiography that Sue put together, who are the people whose home you get to see pictures of and their funerals? Dr. Beter, Mae Brussel, LaRouche, Skolnick, and Walter Boward. Five people are in that photo album. The five people... that are featured are the five people who were on to Dr. Jolly West. and is fucking with Jack Ruby and Charles Manson and everybody else. The very people that I revealed as my close buddies all said what that book is blowing Joe Rogan's mind right now. That's the significance of it. Talk about lockdown Bob Rule. Every book that's going to come out now is just going to prove what one of Bob's friends said years ago. Think of that. And the lamestream media know nothing about this because they're nowhere and nobody's listening to them. They're listening to me. And I continue, now look at this, Ben, I continue to live this, the anonymity of a private citizen that nobody knows about. I pass by people. They turn their heads to put their mask on because I'm walking around without a mask. I'm dangerous. I'm exhaling RNA drops. And they all freak and put a mask on. And they don't know that I am the center of the whole fucking galaxy. Think of that. But I keep it to myself. I'm a decent person. I go around bragging about what I am to strangers. I am the epitome of spiritual behavior. Enlightened. Fair. Kind. Ayn was saying the other day, Bob, you're so kind. You're so kind.
So is that kindness going to rub off on all of us, Bob?
No, you're going to have to earn it. You're going to rub off on you. You're going to have to earn it, Ben.
I've been taking the drops, Bob.
Well, that's a good start.
I'm putting it in the bank.
Now you got to get on your local college radio station and start repeating my shows.
There is no college station right now.
There will be.
Is that what's coming for Florida, is college radio stations? Or
college radio, that's about the most you're going to get.
Okay. Well, that's not very exciting, Bob.
All those gurus that you ran around with the last 5 years, where are they today?
They're
online, doing workshops online?
Yeah, that's it. Everything's digital. Everyone's trying to bid for your time. So, I don't know. I don't know what to ask, Ayn. You know,
you hear that, Ayn? It's your gig's up. There's no more questions. You won. You out-argued everybody, Ayn.
I had a question about
We told them stuff, but now we started. They liked it when we were telling them stuff, but where they got lost is when we started showing them stuff. They didn't like that show and tell stuff. Telling is fine, but when you start showing them, they're like, oh, no, 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 no. No more of that.
Ayn, is there any significance to mirrors in the dream? Like when I'm dreaming, is there a significance to seeing mirrors?
Well, of course, you don't see mirrors. That's what you're going through. I'm looking for a way out. Digging?
Looking for a way out.
To where?
Digging. Of this beautiful fucking land you've built for yourself.
Did you come over, Roxy?
Land that is fairer than
did
day.
You make it across the
and
border?
My face, you can see it afar.
So, Ayn, in one of my recent dreams, there was a mirror, and when I started to look through it, it had that effect that you see in, like, a bathroom hotel mirror, where it starts to create depth and a repeating effect. Explain that.
What hotel? We don't know what hotels you're staying at, but that sounds more like LSD than a mirror effect.
Well, I'm sure other people have experienced it when you look into a mirror and it looks like it's repeating and you're not on LSD. Can you explain that?
Tell us which hotels do that first.
Well, I'm sure it's not limited.
Don't be sure. No, tell us what hotels you've been to that have a repeating mirror.
I think it's the actual effects of the mirrors setting up in the space that if there's a mirror in front of another mirror, it creates a depth
effect. When is there a mirror in front of a mirror?
When there is.
Okay, and which hotel has a mirror in a mirror that has a
I don't think it has
an echoing effect?
Specific to a hotel. It could be any room.
Okay, anywhere. Anywhere. You got one? Show us how yours works. A mirror in a mirror in a mirror? Tell us about that. That's interesting. Where's Bob? Bob! He's got an anomaly. He says everybody's got one, and we've never heard of it the first time. And he's got every hotel has got one.
Well, you never seen a mirror in front of a mirror?
Yeah, but it doesn't have an echoing effect.
What kind of effect does it have, Ian?
Don't know. It'd just be a mirror stacked on top of a mirror, we guess. An abbreviated double image if there's a perception between the two mirrors.
Okay, so is there a significance to that doubling effect?
Hell yeah. Yeah, it's real significant. You set one up and didn't get to do it. You can say it's an anomaly because it doesn't work. Imagery. Okay, you got to watch the skeleton key. What you need to use a good dose to pop a justify.
Is that a movie, Ian?
Yes. Yeah, it's a porn channel, Skeleton Key. Yes, it's a movie. Watch it.
Is there
it's
any
a movie called The Skeleton Key. Is that the name of the movie? The Skeleton Key?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are there any other movies you would recommend watching?
We did already. We've been doing this for 13 hours now. We've mentioned several.
In this last session, over the past 13 hours?
Yeah.
Yep. Mentioned many movies. 100, Discord. No, that's a game. The Grains of Paradise, that was a good movie.
Iron Fist.
AL2SO4, Emerald Tablets, Han Dynasty.
Code 8.
Bob's Bodies, Groans of the Earth.
Yeah.
EMP, Rolling Blackout.
And Bob, and don't forget the Great Big Bob Dick Project. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Trina didn't like 100. I thought the 100 sucked at the end. I didn't watch the last season, says Trina.
Well, then how did she know how it ended?
Yeah. There was a lot of celebrating when my phone got disconnected. We'll be noting who was clapping at that.
You should. They weren't because it was disconnecting, because we had to pick up the slack, and we were having to take over. You come back to put on stupid-ass music that interrupted us, and you put it on mute.
What did you do?
We did the entertainer, and we were...
Corny piano stuff?
Yeah, and then Roxy was saying, stop the music, let I am play.
Yeah, you have your fans. You have a few fans.
And we did it stupid fast.
Fast. Yes.
Crazy fast. My fingers were bleeding. But you didn't care? Did you care? No, you didn't care. You didn't even know. The cook and the pain, and what do we get with you? Bob and cockroaches. That's what we get.
See? That's music. Look at Trina. Trina says, did Bob say there was a movie on the Emerald Tablets? Yeah, the Grains of Paradise. The Groans of Earth.
Effie's got a brand new bag. That's what it is. Effie's got a brand new bag.
Okay, so Ben's run out of inspiration, right, Ben? He's just speechless.
Yes, Bob. At this point, I'm just waiting to see what happens May 22nd. I'm just waiting.
Nothing's going to happen May 20th. Nothing's going to happen. That's a red herring, that one.
We got to get ready for. Did you say we're stemming Bloomsday, or did it cancel?
Yeah,
Bloomsday,
look
Bob?
For June 16th. Ben, look for June 16th, Bloomsday. That's when something will happen.
But did they cancel it?
No, they would never cancel. The Irish are tough. The Irish live with famine, for centuries. There's no change in their lifestyle.
That was just taters. That was just taters, Bob.
Yeah, well, that was enough for them. That's all they knew.
That's how they made vodka.
Yes. All right, Ben. Well, congratulations, Ben. You got this far. Don't sit back and be too passive. Come on to, what do we call it? Tailgate.
Take the oars off the boat and sharpen your oars.
Yeah, come on, tailgate in 16 minutes. 16 minutes, Ben. Okay.
And a bottle of rum.
Now, who wants to, we'll see if Jack's got some points. You got some points to make, Jack?
You run him off. He's a good one. You run him off.
All right.
You go through the scrolls for people you don't even know who the fuck they are, and even somebody good, you make them wait in the last second. Come on.
Let's see what Bert has anything to say. This is Bert. People, I introduce to you Bert. Andrea Kling, 832-823.
And then don't include the last of the stuff on there.
4, 6, 3,
Psalm 91.
Go ahead.
Are you
speechless?
Hey. You got that all wrong. You need to ask to clean that up for you? We can. You got it all wrong.
Psalm 91? Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Got a question, Bert?
What's up?
Is there really going to be a Sphinx built in Washington, D.C., Ion?
Sure. A nice big one. Bob's got a little extra folding cash. He thought he'd put one up.
Will that be before or after the discovery under the paw in the Sphinx in Egypt?
We don't know. We got to see. We would say, but then y'all would change it. So
yeah,
we don't know.
You said, Ion, that there are two versions of things. Excuse me, that we know, like there are two. There's Ion version of the cloud and the Microsoft version of the cloud, and. Ion's version of the Space Force and Trump's Space Force, Ion's quantum computing and our quantum computing, Ion's 5G and our 5G. So I wanted to ask, of each of those things, starting with the cloud, is there something, a major difference in Ion's cloud than what we would call the Microsoft cloud?
Yes. Our clouds run strictly on carbon. Theirs runs strictly on bullshit. It's non-existent. It doesn't exist. It's pretend. You don't even have the telephones to pick up 5G. How the fuck are you running 5G? And it's building when nobody has phones that run 5G yet. Just saying.
Are you relating 5G in the cloud then?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only way their cloud works. Otherwise, there's not enough bandwidth to run the information.
And you said that the tech body would merge with the cloud?
We'll see.
Yeah. I believe you made a statement earlier that we were waiting for the tech body to go away.
Oh, hell, we say a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
going to see.
Yeah.
We're going to see. But if that happens, you're in trouble. Because if we turn it off, what you going to do?
All right.
Now we've got you baited. Your dick gets wet. You just think about it. We can give you an erection just like that, just thinking about it. Get you all amped up, ready to go, big boy. And guess what? It could be dashed all in a matter of a second. So better be particular what you speak about.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well,
yeah, well.
The 5G that we have now, will that be replaced by Ion's 5G?
No, they don't have a 5G now. How many times we got to say that? We need to say it one more time? Is that what we need?
The 5G, our phones won't handle the bandwidth.
They won't. That's why they're going to sell you a new telephone, if they can ever make one.
Yeah.
Again, China's sort of out of business. Did you get the memo on that?
China's going out of business?
They're sort of out of business now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So will that be technology created by in the America, United States?
We'll see. They don't make much of fucking nothing in America. They're so busy being proud and being great that they can't seem to do nothing. That sit in their houses and get coronified.
Is there, would you share a major difference between Ion's Space Force and what Trump is calling Space Force?
Yeah, ours, Trump has limitation. The capacity, let's call it a flux capacity, that can move outside of time. Now, they've got some portals and they've got some gates because we helped them with that, okay? But they're not using them on a large grand scale. And so what's going to happen, our Space Force, you can go to Mars in a minute. That's no big deal.
Is this going to come out in a way that's that seems like a very gradual unfolding, that we'll be able to go to have a means to travel to Mars in a minute?
Yeah.
Would that, without taking time into account, would you say that gradualness unfolds over different presidencies or whatever you would refer to whoever? Yeah.
No.
Would this be something that comes out before Trump is out of office?
Good chance of it. We have to be careful how we call it now.
Yeah.
You know why? Because y'all get a hold of it and fuck it off.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So, in other words, there are going to be leaps, quote, in tech, or in quote, technology that will seem, make everything prior pale in comparison.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to seem like there are essentially miracles happening.
Well, that's what it is now.
Yeah. It will
Don't
Trump
think?
For the extremity of the events happening, it seems that way. Trump being in office, probably being the one of the first.
Mm-hmm.
Will he maintain that these were technologies that we're developing since he was in office, that they've suddenly made breakthroughs in?
Mostly.
Yeah.
He's going to get the credit. He's like Bob. He's so egotistical. He's going to take credit for it, whether it is or it isn't.
Yeah.
You know, imagine that.
Are there some technologies that will come out that have been around a while but have been repressed?
Yes, lots of them. There's a lot of shit we got ourselves that we ain't letting out. Just because Bob gets scary. Bob gets a new play pretty. He don't even have to have it. He'll talk it to death. He'll make it out of style before it ever has arrived.
Yeah.
You know?
What will I do this to, Bert?
you would let the cow, the barn door open? You'd give the farm away to tell what technologies are coming?
Yeah.
Because you know what the technologies are, and you're so proud to be able to tell everybody that you run it. So, yeah, there's a few things. There's been some stuff held
back
in
from
repose.
Bob.
In repose.
It's good to be Bob, Bert.
It is.
Yeah.
It's good today. Today. It's always today or for now, right now.
Yep.
Well, so this the idea of time being no more, is that a state? I know that there is no time, but there's something different that will happen. Is that something that's prompted by technology?
Don't say technology, say the tech body. That's what's running this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't helping. Technology's not helping you today, is it?
Yeah.
It is? Are you?
Everything's helping me, but I don't really consider it too much.
Well, things that are taking the lifeblood out of you aren't necessarily helping you.
Yeah.
Honey.
So is this condition of no time now with the tech body, or is it something that is...
Boy, Houston's sucking the big one these days, isn't it?
I think everybody's sort of experiencing the lockdown, but, you know...
No. Houston is feeling hard the corona.
You mean in terms of the oil companies?
No, there's this thing, I know this is foreign to you, but they have this thing, it's called the coronavirus.
Yeah.
It seems to be afoot now. I don't know. It's new, and I know you've been kind of sheltered, so you might not be exposed to any knowings about this. They have mentioned it once or twice, but it seems to be extreme. Your hot spot is in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
You know, down there on 10, on I-10.
Now, okay, so originally
just
Houston
outside
was...
Of Lake, just outside of Lake Charles, you know, Lake, you go from Lake Charles over.
I don't know where Lake Charles is. Is that east of Houston?
Louisiana.
Adjacent, yeah. Houston was one of the top maybe 10 that had cases, but now they're saying... The governor wants to reopen the country. They're saying that there's, well, I'm presuming that we've passed the curve, but that's not the case.
That's that apex that they're waiting on. Tell us this. Nobody's really been tested because they don't have any tests, and the tests they have now don't work. How do they know that it's going down now if there aren't anybody that's being tested?
Well, I don't know. How do they know that?
Yeah. If they don't. It's just shits and giggles. They're just trying to run it back so that everybody doesn't die, or they don't scare people slap ass to death. And then people are now, what's happening to them without the coronavirus is worse than if they had the coronavirus. So they're letting them back out because they're going out. In about a second, when people get one more stage of hungry, they're going back out whether you want them to or not. It don't matter. They're going out.
Yeah. Well, Carol was saying a lot of people who get it will carry it but not even know they have it.
Yeah.
So that will play a factor in them thinking that it's all right to return to business as normal, that people aren't...
That's what they're talking about, is taking the plasma out of those people that have built an immunity to it and pumping it into the dead ones. So,
yeah.
You know, that's not odd. That's new. But it's spanned through the country at a great pace. It's a joke what they're saying the numbers are. You know, they give out 5 tests, and they say 209,000 people had the coronavirus, and they've had 5 tests. I'm like, damn, they keep testing them same ones over and over and over, a great deal.
Yeah. Well,
have you been tested?
Yeah.
Have you been tested?
I have not been tested.
Has anybody you know been tested?
No.
All right. Texas is a big place. You should have somebody that you know, if they're going to give the stats on what the apex is, for an entire place as big as fucking Houston, Texas, huh? From college, yeah. That includes College Station down, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, how would you answer about the numbers of this being nothing compared to, say, drunk driving accidents or the regular flu or, you know,
well,
other
incidents? Once it starts, we'll let you know.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. They're operating from a misconception that there's nothing really to this. Well, okay.
That's it. We said that the time frame that it takes for it to lay dormant is all wrong. The incubation, yeah. All of it is all wrong. So they got it all wrong. You are doing good. Keep doing good. We'll be back Tuesday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. And y'all got some more stupid questions. We're going to answer some stupid answers.
Thank you, Ryan.
Bye, darling. Thank you. Y'all come.
I love you forever.
Roxy loves Ion.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Ion. Thanks, Roxy.
Hey, thanks for the question, Bert.
For 20 minutes a week. 20 minutes a week.